Moshe Mitzrayim for that Lahuchshu Lamelech Hashemayim Alar Behem Terabuvat. So the Gemara says no, it cannot be because the Bayish Al Rosh has a shin on it, and the shin on the Bayish Al Rosh is a real os that's considered an os of the Divrei Torah. So that shin must be written on a parchment from an Or Behem Terabuvat based on the pasuk Torah Hashem Eficha. So what do I need the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Lahuchshu Lamelech Hashemayim? The Gemara says it goes on Ritzulis. Right? Because they can ask, why not say it goes on the Tefillin Shal Yad? Why not say it goes on the Bayi Shal Yad, which doesn't have any So the Gemara says, no, it cannot be, because the Bayi Shal Rosh has a shin on it, and the shin on the Bayi Shal Rosh is a real os, that's considered an os of the Divrei Torah. So that shin must be written on a parchment from an Or Behem Torah based on the pasuk Torah Hashem Eficha. So what do I need the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Lahuchshu Lamelech Hashamayim? The Gemara says it goes on Ritzulis. Right? Because they can ask, why not say it goes on the Tefillin Shal Yad? And I'd say it goes on the Bayi Shal Yad, which doesn't have any shin written on it. It's Arachim. The Gemara, we don't understand. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says it goes. Maybe it goes on that also, but it also goes on the Ritzuas. That the Ritzuas have absolutely no Osios written on them at all, for sure. And still it has to be Halacha. Mitam Halacha Moshe Misina. The Ritzuas may not be made from our behind the Tmei. So Taisus asks Akasha, what do you mean? If Kesha Shel Tfilm Halacha Moshe Misina. And Rashi says, Kesher Shal Tfilin Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim means that the Kesher on the Shal Yad should be in the shape of the Yud. And the Kesher on Shal Rosh should be in the shape of a Dalet. Together with the Shin and the Bayi Shal Rosh, you have the letters of Shin and the letters of Dalet and Yud, which spell Hashem Hashem. And that corresponds to the Pasuk that says, V'ro Kalam Yorz, G'shem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'yorim Mimecha. When the Goyim will see that the Jews have Shem Hashem on us, and the Gemara says, Eilu Tfilin Shal Rosh. And you see, we have the Shin and the Dalet and Yud. Then they'll have Yirat, then they'll have more of them. So if Rashi says that all of this is really Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and not only the Shin has to be on the Batim, you have to have the Dalet and the Kesher and the Yud on this Kesher. So the Ritzuos also have Osiyot. So just like the Gemara says that the Bayi Shal Rosh has to be from Or Behemah Tahora because it has Divrei Torah, has a Shin. So the Ritzuos Shal Rosh have a Dalet and the Ritzuos Shal Yad have a Yud. So how can the Gemara say that the Ritzuos are not covered by the Pasuk and you need the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, the Luchshur, the Melech HaShamayim, a lot of behemoth are about. This is Taisus Kash. Taisus and Brachas is that Kash, and that's it. Famous Kash. So Taisus proves from this that Rashi is wrong. That the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that requires a Kesha Shel Tefillin doesn't require a special shape. The Iker Adin the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, the Kesha is kosher in any shape. It's a good knot, it's a good Kesha, any crazy Kesha. It doesn't matter what the knot looks like. It's only with the Rabbanon that you have a Dalet over here, the Yud over here. And the whole Rem is that Rashi said you have a Shin over here, a Dalet over here. That's only with the Rabbanon. And out there, there's no real need to have a tzura of a dalet tzura of a yud. But the kasha is the Rambam and Rashi both insist that the dalet is halacha moshe mitzrayim. And the shape of the dalet and yud halacha moshe mitzrayim. If you wear a pair of tefillin with a dalet, that the kasha that doesn't look like a dalet, according to Rashi and the Rambam, you're not yetzim and deraisa, you're not yetzim and mitzvah tefillin and atayra. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, what do you have to do with Tosis kasha? And daf chav ches on the days in Shabbos, when the Gemara says, I need a halacha moshe mitzrayim to teach me that the Ritzuas of the tefillin must be made from Or Behemah Tahora from a kosher animal. What do you need that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim for? Why not pasul Ritzuas from Or Behemah Tmeyah based on the pasuk that requires Taras Hashem and Amuta B'Tfilcha? And you have the very Torah. You have the Dal and you have the Yud.
Going to tell us where we learn the Dal and the Yud.
The shape that it should have, the Dal and Yud, is only the Rabbanah. That it should be a knot, that's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Kesher Shel Tefillin Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but that it should be Betzuras Dalim, Betzuras Yud. That's not the Nater. That's Mid Rabbanim. It's not Miyakiv. Nater is not Miyakiv. Mid Rabbanim. That's needed. So according to Tosis, you don't have Alf Pidin. You don't really have a Dalim Yud. So you need a Pasuk to tell you that the Ritzuas must be Miyor Behemah Torah. According to Rashi in the Rambam, that's Tosis Kasher. According to Rashi in the Rambam, that the Tzura of the Dalim, Tzura of the Yud, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So why don't you cover the psul from the pasuk? Why doesn't the pasuk in Amud Rishika teach you that the ritzuas from Or Behemah Tmei is noble? So the Brisker Rav in the Sefer has a teretz on the Rambam. He says if you look carefully in the Rambam and Hilchas Tefillin, he words it differently. He says you have to have Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that you should have a kesher and the Yishal Rosh that should be in the shape of a dalet. He says it's halacha meshim sin that you have to make a shin on the bayis shel rosh. Then he doesn't say it's halacha meshim sin you should make a dalet in the ritzuos. He says halacha meshim sin you should make a kasher sheyeh betzuras dalet. Should look like a dalet. So the Brisker Rav said he thinks that's the answer to Rashi and the Rambam. That they hold not the shin is taka shin on the bayis, but the dalet niyud, that's not a nose dalet or a nose yud. It's a kasher betzuras dalet. A kasher betzuras yud, but it's not really a yud. It's not really a dalet. So mainly you don't have any osios of divrei Torah. That's why it's not covered with the pasuk of Teres Hashem Efichi. You don't have any divrei Torah there. So the question is, Mehecha Teise, why should you say like that? That it's not really a dalet, it's a kesher in the shape of a dalet. It's a make-believe dalet. Why should it be like that? So the Brisker Rav said he thinks that that's what the Gemara meant to say. That Verisos Achoira, and then he quotes the Ozerua, it says like this, the Kedesh. The Gemara says, Verisos Achoira, Ifana Lo Yirol. So the Ozerua explains, the Gemara says, Kesher Shil Tzvim, Harol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So the Yozerua says he showed him that the kesher should be in the shape of a dalet. What's so difficult? Just say, make a kesher and make a dalet in the kesher. So he said, no, the Baruch Hu didn't want him to think that it's not a dalet. It's not a dalet. He said, make a kesher that should look like this. And it happens to look like a dalet. It's for our purposes, we say it looks like a dalet, because that's what it looked like when he showed him. But it's not that the kesher really is a dalet. It's a kesher that has a tzura of a dalet. But since it's not really an os, so therefore it's not covered with the din of Teres Hashem, v'ficha. So the Bishop said he thought that that's why in each case that the Gemara mentions that Herod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, that he showed him something, it's a din of Marah. By the Shratzim, it's a din of Marah. Whatever it looks like, that's what category falls under, even though biologically it shouldn't be in that category. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Kesher Shel Tfilm, so it's a din of the Tzura. That's the Loshon HaRam in Hilchas Tfilm. A Kesher B'Tzura is Dalet. It's not that it really is a Dalet, it's a Kesher B'Tzura is Dalet. So that's why it's not possible. And that's why you need a halacha Moshe Messina. And then the Brisker Rav said the same thing regarding the menorah. You find in the Rashi quotes in the Medrash, says later in Parshas Vayak, Kenosah Sam Menorah. What is it? Kenosah Sam Menorah. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it because Miskasha Moshe ben Menorah, he wasn't able to do it. He threw up his hands, he didn't know what to do, so he took a big chunk of gold and he threw it into the fire, and then it happened by itself, and that's been Hashemayim occurred, and the menorah developed by itself. So the Mefarshim ask on Chumash, why was it so difficult to make a menorah? The Gemara says the Hashmonai made their own menorah. Throughout the generation, whenever the menorah got ruined, or stolen, or whatever, so they made a new menorah. Hashmonai made two menorahs. First made one menorah, then they got rich and they made another menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't make a menorah unless he had no time. But that this, the Medrash that Rashi quotes says it was Niskasha. You know, it's the same answer that they had seen the menorah before. So they knew what it was supposed to look like so they could make a replica. He never saw a menorah before in his life. In Egypt, they didn't have menorahs. No one had menorahs like that. So the Rabbi Shalom tell him, make a menorah. Kaftorim, Gleim, Afrochim, Hashem, make a menorah. Just some of the words he heard of.
Wasn't the problem with Miksha Achas that it had a few?
They also made Miksha. Later on, they also made Miksha. In the days of Bais Rishon, Bais Shena, they also made Miksha. Why couldn't he make it Miksha? So the Brisker Rav explained that if you look in Parshas Truma, you see that there was a Hirah Shoah regarding the menorah, that it was different from the Doros. The Doros is supposed to make a menorah with Gvim, Kaptorim, Afrochim, and Kanim in such a size and such a weight. And Miksha and Fartik, so you make it, it's okay. You can make the Gvim high or low, as long as you have three Gvim and so many Kaptorim and so many Afrochim, and have this height, this weight, and Fartik, and it's all one piece, it's good. The conditions are satisfied, and the artist is allowed to use his own ingenuity, and his own creativity, and his own imagination to make it look whatever kind of menorah he wants it to look like. As long as it has the basic requirements, six kanim in the middle one and so on. Here there was as a Hirah Shoah, Moshe Rabbeinu was shown on Har Sinai what the menorah should look like. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kechol asher ani ma'arah oscha, eis tavnis ha-mishkan, eis tavnis kol keilov. As I've shown you the tmuna, the tavnis of the Mishkan and the Kalei HaMishkan and Har Sinai, v'chein tav, so that's how I want you to make it now. This din of tavnis ha-mishkan asher ha-reisa bahar, kamara asher ha-reisa bahar, that was only a Hirah Shoah. The Doris, they couldn't have such a din. They weren't there, Hasina, they didn't see it. So this Hirah Shoah was that he had. And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show him a menorah shel zohav? Why did he show him all these things? A menorah shel eish? The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a menorah shel eish, and he said, you should make it like this tabnis. He showed it to him because he wanted a davka to look like that. Not to have six kanim and gavim and kaftarim and frochim in such a height and such a weight and so and such a size. He wanted davka that mara. See, the Briskov thought that was the pshat there too. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to him because there was a din. That was a din of Shoah and some of dinim ledoris. That was a din of a Hirah Shoah. That menorah that was made for the Mishkan had to look exactly as the tabnis that he was shown. So that's what the Medrash means to say. Niskasha Moshe b'menorah, he can make a menorah like that, but it would be a replica. It wouldn't be exactly the same. Wouldn't be able to make it exactly. He didn't remember all the details. But he felt it would be impossible, humanly impossible, to make an exact replica. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to make it, Alpinas. Then the Biskrov explains also, it says by the...
So this wasn't made with the cups and everything else? The one from the Mishkan?
It was. The one from the Mishkan was made with all the cups and everything. The green cup, Torah, Mishkan, and the whole works.
What was
the
Rosh
Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah was that it had to look exactly as the menorah shalesh that he was shown on Harsinai. The Doros... And as long as you make it from gold and givim, kaftan, prachim, and so on, you have everything required, even though it's in a slightly different shape, or the givim are higher up, or lower down, or tilted, or sideways, or something, it's also good.
Wasn't each part of the menorah measured? The base had to be so much? And
right, but with that also you can make different kinds. Like they asked architects to make shuls. And they pay him an awful lot of money. So they tell him, we want a men's section, women's section, and an Aron Kodesh, we want it should be so tall, and the chitzah should be so tall. Then the architect makes whatever he wants completely different. He has 10 architects that make 10 different surahs of a shul. It'll all be the same thing. You have so many seats in the men's section, women's section, the chitzah, and Aron Kodesh, it'll be a completely different surah. If you just give these basic requirements, just tell me how many gvim, kaftar, mafrach, and how tall, you can make 1,000 possibilities. So here there was a Hirosh Shor that has to dafke kamara asher
ha-reisa b'har. Why is that like the other things? Why the Shor's written by the Shor's Shor? So you said a special din of Mara, the Mara, even though it's not what it really is, since it looks like it. What's that
doing? No, here the HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to him, not stam to show him what it looks like. He could have described it, Balpen, he could have done it also. No, he showed him because there was a Hirosh Shor that has to look like that.
But this isn't like the other.
No, it's a different purpose why it was shown. But it was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu for halakhic purposes. Not done for a visual aid in education. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, why did the Baruch Shalom, that's the question. Why did the Baruch Shalom only show him these? If you show the student something so you understand everything better. If you have pictures of Shoshan Alka Hasapar, they have in the new Mishnah, it's also the kids will understand it better. You show a picture of a boar, so also the kids understand it better. So why didn't the Baruch Shalom show him pictures of everything? So the answer is, no, Moshe Rabbeinu had a good head, he could understand everything. He only was shown a tabnis in a marah when it was significant lahalochas. Well, it was nagia ladina. But there was a din that was where the marah was relevant.
But how can we say that Hashem would have shown something if he knew that he would later on be able to accomplish that thing?
I mean, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command him to make a menorah if it's humanly impossible?
I mean, obviously you
showed
it to him so he should have the idea of exactly how to make it, and then later on he
doesn't. It's a good kasha. That's the difficulty with that, what I said. Rashi said, Niskasha Moshe b'menorah, Kadosh Baruch made it on his own. So yes, how could Kadosh Baruch command him to do it if it was humanly impossible? I don't know. A good kasha.
So what do you have to show the Mishkan?
Apparently, the Mishkan also, you can make it in different shapes, figures, or so on, with the dimensions that were given. He could have made it also in the. Any architect can use his imagination. Again, if you just give the measurements and have somebody crush him. With the crush, we can still use your imagination.
The Fedoros, Rashi says.
Yeah.
So it is the same Fedoros then.
It's not Ladoris, right? The Gemara talks about that. The Chain Tasa Ladoris doesn't go on all these measurements. It just goes on a different point. That just like Moshe Rabbeinu supervised the Asiyas HaMishkan, so to Ladoris you need a Bez Nagadol to supervise the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's the Gemara in the first parak in Shavuos, in the first parak in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that that's the Pshat of the Chain Tasa. Doesn't mean the Chain Tasa Ladoris should be made the same measurements. It's not true. Ladoris was not made the same measurements. And then Biskarov has a famous piece. He says the same part by the Levana. It says Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem. What do you mean Hazeh? If the Gemara insists that the word Hazeh always means Herol Hakadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Hazeh means something that you can see. Zeh Kelev Yanveu, Zeh Lakenu. So what does it mean Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem this month? In modern Hebrew we use Zeh, not in that technical sense. But the Gemara claims that the word Zeh, when mentioned in Chumash, means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed something to Moshe. How can you show a month? Achodesh Azelachem. So the Gemara says, no, Achodesh means Chodesh Halavana. And the Rebbeinu Shlom showed Moshe the Aharon a tiny sliver of the moon. And he said, Achodesh Azelachem, Rosh Chodoshim. The Pshuta Shlom Mikra is that this month should be the first month of the Jewish calendar. This is the Chodesh HaRishon, and the year is the Chodesh HaSheni. And you go on, you start counting the months from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the Gemara says, that's Pshuta Shlom Mikra. But in addition to that, the word Zeh means something that you can demonstrate, something that you can show. So it means, HaChodesh HaZeh means this Chodesh HaLevana, when you see the Levana, that it's so so large, then it's time to be the Kaddish HaLevana. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the shear for Kiddush HaLevana. When you see Levana and it's this size, then it's the shear for Kiddush HaLevana. That's what Rashi quotes from the Medrash on that passage. So the question is, what is the shear? The Gemara never gives any shear. The shear is when you can see Levana. If it's big enough to see, then if the Yadim saw it, then you can come and testify they saw Levana. If it's too small, they didn't see, so there's nothing to testify. So what do you mean? If the Levana is big enough, this size, and the Baruch Shalom showed him, what is that? 1 inch, 2 inches. What? There is no shear. There is no shear how much it's visible. So what does it mean? So the Brisker Rav explained, no, it's halacha over here. What's the halacha? So he showed that this man azeh, we don't have any kiddush shachodesh al pi hariyah. Years ago, they used to have kiddush shachodesh, the Edom would see the Levana, they would come to Bezin and testify they saw the new moon, and then Bezin would declare that it's mekudush shachodesh, that today is Rosh Chodesh. In the days of Hillel Sheni, the historians call it the days of Hillel Sheni, that it's in the middle of the days of Avai Verovah who lived in Babel, so their counterpart in Eretz Yisrael was called Hillel Sheni. He was a great grandson of Yudah Nassim, a Rebbe. So this Hillel Sheni established the calendar that we follow today. So what do you mean he established the calendar? If the din is that you have to have Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi Ariyah, the Edom have to come. So the Edom don't come, so we shouldn't have any Rosh HaChadoshim as mine as that. What is it? All the Rosh HaChadoshim and all the Yamim Tov, everything is only the Rabbanah. Yom HaTzmut is only with the Rabbanim as man as it. There's no year, there's no Hanukkah, there's no Purim, there's no Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. The only thing that the rice is Shabbos. All the other Yom HaTzmut depend on Kiddush HaKadosh. There's no Kiddush HaKadosh as man as it. So the whole thing is a make-believe. This is the problem that the Rambam and the Rishonim work on. So the Rambam quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim that there is a Halacha Moshe Vistina. The Bizman that you have a Bezin who is able to function in the Kaddish of the Ariyah, so you need Kiddush HaKadosh of the Ariyah. Riyah mean Riyah is the Riyah Sa'idim, and the Yadim see the Levana, they have Riyah. They come and they tell the Bezin, so Bezin declares it, Bezin Shchodesh. Bizman that there's no Bezin that's able to function to make Kiddush HaPi Ariyah, then the Halacha, the Moshe Vistina says that the Rosh HaKadoshim become Nikva Me'alehem, they happen automatically by themselves. And the Moadim become Nikva Me'alehem, and the Shonim Ulboros, which year is going to be a leap year that is going to have an extra month, which year not, everything is Nikva Me'elev al Pi HaCheshbon. That's what the Rambam quotes in the name of the Tshuvas HaGaonim. And the Ramban says, he never heard of such a halacha Moshe Sinai. How could it be? It's a deep, dark secret that's never mentioned in the Gemara. What the Gaonim discover, a new halacha Moshe Sinai, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. How could it be? So the Meforshim answer according to the Rambam, yes. The Gemara speaks of the Sod Ho'ibur, the secret of Ibra Hashem. Why was it a secret? So the Rabbeinu Hanan says that they kept it a secret. They didn't want the Goyim to find out about it. And they kept it a secret, and the Taka never mentioned in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Hanan says, on that Gemara Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara refers to the Sod Ho'ibur, that it refers to the system of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah as we have it today, that the Luach happens by itself, that it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. There was man she'i efshe v'kadosh al piyariya that the Rosh HaKadoshim and the Shana Mubar has become Nikta Me'alei. That's what the Rambam and the Gaonim say. It's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
So the Ibar was given out of
them. Something like that. I don't know if the Cheshbon was given al pi Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim or the Din was Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. There was man. If you can't be Mekadosh al piyariya, then your Koveya Cheshbon and the Cheshbon will cause things to happen on their own. I don't think the Cheshbon was Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But the institution of Rosh HaKadoshim being Nikval, Pi HaCheshbon, is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That's what the Rambam and the Gaonim claim. The Ramban has a different explanation of how Yom HaTzmut is there, Rice Bizman. A different explanation. How can you have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Bizman? How do you have Rosh Chodesh? A different Shabbat. But the Rambam and the Gaonim say that it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So the question is, Bizman Shekitshol Pi Horiyah, so the Yadim have to see the moon, so you can't declare it Rosh Chodesh before the Yadim come. So the Yadim can't come before the moon, before it's a while after the Molad Halvana, because you can't see the moon the first second after the Molad Halvana. So it takes a while, the Gemara says how many hours it takes to be able to see the moon afterwards. But Bizman Hazeh, so we make Rosh Chodesh HaPi HaCheshbon, so how long do you have to wait after the Molad Halvana to declare that day as Rosh Chodesh? So the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh makes a statement, and the Pirush on the side, there's a Pirush on the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh by Ibn Khabir. Side of the Rambam. So he says, even though Bizman Hazeh, the witnesses are not looking for any moon, there's no moon to look for, there's no bezin, they accept their Eidus, but it has to be so long, it's the same as it then used to be, just like years ago when the Eidim used to come and testify. They couldn't come and testify before the moon was so big that they could visually see it. So Bizman Hazeh also, the Rosh Chodesh doesn't become Nikva by itself, until a moon is so big that if it would have been alpi aria, they would have been able to be mekadesh the levonos. What kind of a din is that? So the Brisker Rav says that's what the Gemara needs to say, that there's a shear in the levona, that before the shear, before this size of appearance of the levona, you're not supposed to be mekadesh the levona. You're not supposed to be mekadesh the chodesh. What do you mean there's a shear? There's no shear. If the Adam can see it, then they'll come. If the Adam don't see, they won't see, so they won't come and say, no, the answer is not Kamina Bisman Azer. Even Bisman Azer, when no Adam are coming to no Bezdin, no one's coming, there's no Bezdin, no one's doing anything. And the Rosh HaChodesh are happening by themselves, but still there is a shear. What is the shear? When the Levana is visible, that's the shear. There is no shear in size. As long as it takes after the Molin Halvana, until the Levana will be visible, that's how long you have to wait Bisman Azer before you have a right Alpidin to that it should be Nikva Me'el.
So we're not Nikva Me'el of them, right? Because we do it, we say Kirish Bavana after the Chodesh, every time we do a Chodesh. So Adif, we did Rosh Chodesh Adif yesterday. So the thing is, so Kirish Bavana is starting in the 7 days from now.
Kiddush Levana has nothing to do with that. Kiddush Levana is like Birchas Hashanah. No, it's like you see a beautiful mountain, you see a beautiful ocean or something, you see the beautiful things of Teva. When you wake up every morning, you say the brachas, Nasan Safrina Hakim Yamavay Loilo. Different brachas, you're excited about the nature of the world. The person is supposed to see the moon, is supposed to get all excited that the moon is lighting up the dark night. And there's no moon, so it's dark outside. There is a moon, so it's light outside. The person is supposed to jump into his spirals by seeing the moon. The problem is not that nobody has any spirals because we have lights on at night. So how can we say the Birchas HaLevana? I don't know. But that's what Kiddush Levana has nothing to do with declaring it as a Shchedish. So Shchedish, whether the people say the Bracha or not.
The Bracha is also on the Pagam of the Levana should be taken away.
That's a tefillah that we recite after the Kiddush Levana. That's a tefillah al-pi kapola, but that's not part of the Kiddush Levana.
According to the Rashi, that says that there was that the sort of evil was halakha mishum sinah. They kept it hidden until there was a time when it wasn't on the bed. So that means that Hillel Hashem just reinstituted it.
It was never practiced. He didn't reinstitute it. He said, "Mikana lahabo, we're not going to make kiddush achodesh al pi hari anymore."
But he went back to the soul.
And he said that halakha mishum sinah should now take effect.
But
I don't know if it means that they had the calculations halacha Moshe and Sinai. I don't think it necessarily means that.
And what did they do in
Sanhedrin quotes at Yerushalmi that Yirmiyah and Baruch ben Neriah were Mekadosh Kadosh in Bavel. Normally the din is you cannot be Mekadosh Kadosh outside of Eretz Yisrael. But Yerushalmi says that if the Gadol Hador went to Chutz La'aretz, then the Gadol Hador may do it. That's the Gemara in Brachas also. The Gemara in the end of Brachas says Rabbi Akiva was Lo Hiniach Kamosa Ba'aretz. He was the greatest Talmid Chacham in his generation. He was recognized by all the others as the greatest. So when he went to Chutz La'aretz, he was allowed to be Mekadosh Kadosh. So too, the Yerushalmi says that during the period, the 7 year period of Golus Bavel, Yirmiyah, Baruch and Neriah, and Karish Chadoshim, and Ma'av Shanim, and Chutz La'aretz, because they were the Manhigi Hador. But during the days of Abai V'Rav, during the days of the Amoraim in Bavel, they didn't make Kiddush HaChodesh in Bavel. The Kiddush HaChodesh is made in Eretz Yisrael, and they sent messages to Bavel. Until the middle of the period of the days of Abai V'Rav, when Hillel Hasheni established, in Eretz Yisrael, Hillel Hasheni established this Luach, and then from that period on, they always followed the Luach. The Golem don't necessarily mean to say, I don't think they mean to say that the whole Cheshbon is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. What they mean to say is that the institution of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaCheshbon and the Ibar Hashanah Al Pi HaCheshbon, that the institution is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Cheshbon is most probably been made by Hillel Hasheni.
In your question about the Kishon's going to understand, Shem's going to be able to
but the Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to make tefillin, batin, or ritzus, and the ritzus should have a kesher in the back, and what should it be? They didn't tell him, make a kesher of a dollar.
So,
they make a kesher that looks like this. It's a din of a tzura.
So, tzura is now a dollar?
It is. It's a kesher of a tzura of a dollar.
So, it's a din of a dollar?
If it were a real dollar, then it would be a tzusha tzak, then it would be an osa dollar. No, it's supposed to look like a dollar. It's supposed to look like a dollar. But the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu is that he shouldn't think that it's a real dollar. He should know it's only a kesher in the shape of a dollar. It should look like a dollar.
Between the Rambam and Tosfos, as far as
Yeah, there's a big not gemur. Tosfos holds that if you wear tefillin and the kasher doesn't look like a davar, then I'll tell you you ate in the mitzvah tefillin. It's kosher. It's only the rabbanon that it has to be a davar in the yud. According to the Rambam and Rashi, it's poshul min ha'tor. It still doesn't have to look like a davar min ha'tor. In fact, there's a big machlokes, the Magen Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef, has a big machlokes about the two davars that we have. Ashkenazim usually have a davar that looks like a real davar. The Sfarim have a davar that looks like a square. The Rambam writes, Kamin Ribua. The Rambam writes that the davar is a square. So it's a big shayla. Which one of this round the davar? Shayla debate. The Beis Yosef quoted by the Magen Avraham has a svara to say that if you make the square, it's a Yanagirita. The square is easier to make than the davar. It's easier to make. But the Ashkenazim, Minig Ashkenazim, not Minig, but the tradition of Ashkenaz is to make a davar, not a square. The Sephardish tradition is to make a square.
Because Ashkenazim have, maybe because they have two down.
They say that it's two down. Shin on the hand? No, that's only minhagim. That's not.
I'm saying if two downs, when you have two shin,
No, that's not related. The shadow of the dal is a real question of din. Which is the proper
form? That's not minhag also. That's not the should be four. Not the dal, that there should be four. I'm saying there should be box.
That's a serious machlokes and din. That's a shadow of your yotze if you have a square.
I'm saying what's the minhag that it should be two? Where they get the thing that should be two?
The Rambam writes, she hakim in ribua, it should be a square. That's what the Mepharshim says. The Rambam means that it should be a square. That's the minhag, that's the sfarad frank. Soloveitchik wasn't convinced that the Rama meant like that. He thought like the Beis Yosef swore that if you make a square, you're not Yosef B'Yevin. He thought you have to have Zavke Dalet. The Rama says Kimin Ribua, so he thought it doesn't mean Ribua. The Rama means that just like a square, that both sides are equal, all four sides are equal. So the Rama meant to say that the Dalet should be Kimin Ribua, that the top should be the same distance as the side. It shouldn't be that the top should be wider than the side. Most often, when you make a Dalet on the film, top is going to be wider than the side. Hard to make. But the Rambam meant to say that the dal should be kemin ribua, that the top bar should be the same size as the side bar.
Is this all connected with the kiddush levana, having to wait until it would have been able to be mekudosh al pi ha'ra'iya for that shear? Is anything the same as when there's no chance of doing a minchas ha'omer machlokes whether you're able to eat chodesh? Start
from
the beginning of the day,
where
you have to wait until
they
would have been
makrif. No, I don't think so. The Gemara says there, but after this, in Perek HaVishma, that's a machloikis hatanayim. How do you read the pasuk? Ad etzma yam azeh, ad itzum ha-shol yom. The two pasuk, so the Gemara says, if you bring the omer, it's ad yachum zeh machtunufa. There's no omer, then it's ad etzma yam azeh. The same pasuk, the two halves of the pasuk. What does it mean, ad itzum ha-shol yom? Itzum ha-shol means the daytime of the day. Ad v'yad v'chalal, or ad v'loyad v'chalal. That's a different machlokes. But the Adi Tzum Shalom means till the beginning of the 16th day of Nisan, the Chodesh is also, then it becomes Mutta the morning, Hameitz Acham of the 16th. But no, Adi Yad Dechlal, till the end of the day, till Tzeis of the Chavim of the 16th of Nisan. It's a different shot. And here it's a different thing that there is a shear that before that shear, you cannot be Mekadosh Levana. So this Manchi Kitchal Piyari Abadana, till the Eidah won't see Levana. So it's not significant then. But the shear is relevant for us, because not as that. We cannot be Kaveya. Before the Levana is near it, it's that shear that it would have been able to, before the Levana appears, to the extent that people would be able to see. And that's why Balva Levana, with all the cases that the Gemara says, that Haralach, that is Baruch HaMoshe, the Baruch HaMoshe showed something to Moshe Abeinu, and most of them are based on the word Zeh, because that means that he demonstrated, and so on. In every case, it was to indicate a din. The Gemara has another, the same Gemara has another one also, by the Zeh yitnu kol oiver alaf kudin, Parshas Tisisa. So it means, Herod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Matbeya Shalesh, and he said that everybody should give Matza Shekel. Why did he show him the Matbeya Shalesh? So perhaps there is also a din of Mara, perhaps. The Gemara says in Chayres that there are three cases where you don't say Shavu Kesef Kikesef. We call it a Rekula Din of Shavu Kesef Kikesef, with three exceptions. One is, when you make Pinyin Ma'is Hashemi, you need Kesef Sheyesh Olav Tzura. That's a din deraisa. Then the Gemara says another din that's clearly a din derabbanan, that when you buy korban riyah on Pesach or Sukkis, you have to buy it with kesh. If you buy with shavu kesef, it's no good. That's clearly a din derabbanan. Rashi quotes Yerushalmi, gives a whole reason why. And then there's a third din in the braisa that's unclear whether it's a din deraisa or din derabbanan. The third din is when you give matzah shekel, you have to give davke kesh, and you're not yotze the din deraisa. You're not yotze if you give shavu kesef. So that doesn't say whether that's a din deraisa or din derabbanan. So it could be that that's what the Medrash says, that Herod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe and Abdei Shalei, Shad Shvi HaKesem Shei Shol of Tzura. Maybe that's the din, just like by Maisa Sheni. The Pidi Maisa Sheni purposes, you have to have Kesem Shei Shol of Tzura. It has to be Mabeh with some kind of a form, some kind of a picture on it, so perhaps when you get to Maksa Shekel also, there's a real din there, right? So there has to be a Kesem Shei Shol of Tzura. Anyway, that's the Briskerov's, it's a famous work. He said that when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed all these things to Moshe Rabbeinu, not that he showed it to him for purposes of educational purposes, that he should understand better. No, then he would have showed him Kol HaTorah Kulo also. He showed it because here, the Mare, the Tzura that it has, he had to be shown the Tzura, had to be shown the Tzura, because the Tzura plays a role in the Halach. What it looks like is a significant Halach. Part of this is in the Sefer, on Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Sefer HaChumash ends by Kiddush HaChodesh. And that Tefillin is also in the Sefer HaHilchos Tefillin. That's on the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin. And the Shrotzim that I heard about there, I don't know if that's in there.
When Hashem showed Moshe the
Keshet,
did he was wearing Tefillin? What? And it was there a... What? Absolute in the body. But what did he show? On what?
The Minala, the Gemara says on one daf after the other, the Gemara has Minala, one is on daf Zayin, I think one is on daf Ches. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, Shenemar, and they won't quote some kind of a pasuk? So the Rav Haigon, quoted by the Rashba, says, what do you mean the Rabbanu Shalom wears tefillin every day? Everybody wears tefillin? He says, no, how do you know that on one occasion the Rabbanu Shalom put on tefillin, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, he put on the tefillin to show him the Kesher Shalom.
This
refers to that one case.
The Maharaj Chai says that's not
to be taken literally. Yeah. That's the regular pshat in the Gemara. Baruch Hashem always wears tefillin in the sense that he always cares for Bnei Yisrael. But the Rav Haigon, quoted by the Rashba, says no. The Gemara doesn't mean that he always wears tefillin. It means that on only one occasion he made believe. He made a vision of himself wearing tefillin. Only on that one occasion that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. Okay, let's see a little more here.
Good morning, evening, Saturday. They were not permitted to be buried on the dam on that Mizbeach, except for special rare occasions, like on Yom Kippur. And there's an Easter. You're not allowed to do anything else on the Mizbeach at the edge, which is a special avatar, other than be marked victorious and be buried the dam of the Kabbalah on Yom Kippur. And the Mizbeach Achitzon was not in the Hecha, but rather in the Azor. That is for the purpose of being mockery of all the Korbanotan. The Gemara points out in several places in Zohar that there was a major difference between the Mizbeach HaTzim and the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Mizbeach HaChitzon was hollow, it was made of nechoshes and was hollow and was filled in with offer. But because it was filled in with offer, it was mechubal lekarka, and it was considered karka domi. Mechubal lekarka, karka domi, it had it been like a binyan. It was considered part of the structure of the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem came to Mizbeach HaPnim, was not filled, it was not hollowed out and filled in with offer, and it was a kli, like the shulchan was a kli, the menorah was a kli, they were sitting on the ground, so too the mizbeach hatnimi was a kli. They didn't have the din of binyan, because it wasn't mukhub al-tarkar hara halachas kli. It was a kli shari, like the other kli shari. What is an afkamina l-din between mizbeach hatnimi and mizbeach hachitzon, by virtue of the fact that because of this point, that the mizbeach hachitzon was mukhub al-tarkar, the Mula Ba'ofa and the Kubala Karakana had a din of binyan, whereas the Mizbeach HaPnimi had a din of a kli. So the Gemara has several dinim that engage with this. One is, and the Chumash gives you the shiurim regarding how big every kli was. The Mishkan was 30 amas long, and 10 amas wide, and 10 amas tall, and so on. And the Mizbeach and the menorah and the various kelim were so many amas and so many amas v'chetzi, long and tall and wide and so on. So the Gemara has in the end of Menachos and Machlokes HaTanoim regarding the shiur of amos. Normally an amos is bas shisha tochim. You have six tochim in an amos. So one time is of the opinion, the Gemara has at the end of Menachos like that, the Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah, Hey, as it's not like source, not like some reviewed it. One town is of the opinion that the midos of the kelim are different from the midos of the binyan. That the midos of the binyan of the amar bas vokfok, an amar of 6 tefachim, that's a normal amar. That's when again the most shiur Torah, you speak of an amar of 6 tefachim, and also when again to the amas of the mishkan itself, of the binyan of the mishkan. Hashenikin, the amas of the kelim, those were amar bas chomish tefachim. In ganzen a different shiur, much shorter amar. So one Tana is of the opinion that the Mizbeach HaPnimi, when the Torah gives you the shiurim for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's a kli. So the kli, when you speak of an amo, the amo is bas chomish tov. Hashem came the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which was part of the binyan, because it was halora, the mizmemula b'ofam, the chub of the karka, that was dinu kibinyan. So therefore, it was measured with an amo bas shisha tov. That's the thing I think of Rav Meir, the Mishnah, the Yenim, and all. The Gemara has another nafkmina l'dina between the two. When you get to the din of Shechitas HaKorbanos Pesach HaMoed, there is a din, says in the beginning of Vayikra, that you have to shech the Korbanos or Shechata Pesach HaMoed. The Gemara says that if you shech the Korban Shlom Mizman, that the Pesach HaMoed, the opening for HaMoed is closed before Pesach HaDasot HaHechol. So the Gemara says that the Korban Shlom is Pesach. The Pesach claims that it's not only by Shlom, it's by all Korbanos. That's on the first half in Erevin. Places has that discussion. But if that didn't only apply to Shlomim, Shlomim Sheshchatim Karim Sichus Al Sahecha. The Tzitzit claims that it applies to all Karbon, it is not limited to Shlomim. The Sfasemis claims that the Rambam disagrees, he holds only to Shlomim, it's possible to be Evid. And all other Karbon is not the Din of Hatchila. The Tzitzit says that it's a universal Din of all Karbon. You cannot be Makr with any Karbon, and Mizbeach HaChitzon, cannot shecht any Karbon, and Makr with any Karbon, and Mizbeach HaChitzon, if you haven't opened up to Psichus Dal Sahecha, the gates to the Hechel, haven't been opened. The Hechel is in front of the Kodesh of Kodosh. The Kodesh of Kodosh is in the end of the Hechel. The Hechel is there with the Zbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Menorah has a suffix. What if you have opened up the Dalsa Sahechel, but you have a portable Mechitza? Like in a lot of Shulchan Aruch, a portable Mechitza. So the Menorah has a suffix. What if the Dalsa Sahechel were open, but the portable Mechitza is standing there as a partition separating the Heichel and the Azor, and somebody shechts a Korban Shlomim in the Azor, and although the Heichel is open, can you call it Pesach or Moed? Can you call it Oel Moed Pasur Hana? On the one hand, the gates of the Heichel that are attached to the Heichel, that are supposed to lock up the Heichel, those are open, but on the other hand, the Heichel is closed because you have this partition. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. So the Rishonim make it clear, however, that this would be the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadosh is over here, and the Heichel is over here. So the Gemara has this, if the Dalsas HaHechel, which are attached to the walls of the Heichel, are closed, and you shef the Shlomim over here, or over here, this is Tokhan. The whole Kodesh HaKadosh, we have to shef them Tokhan over here. But Shlomim is a Kodesh HaKadosh, so Kodesh HaKadosh can shef them Dorim also. Shef it even in this time, it's Dorim. So if the Dalsas HaHechel are closed, it's possible even the Yevi. It's not closed, but you have partitions over here, so when you shech the shlomim over here or over here, it's not really a pnei ha-hechel because of that partition that's blocking the way. Only the partition over here, you'll have a shayach, whether it's kosher or not. So that's an ibai in the Gemara. So the question is, well, where do you have the mizbeach? There are three different shittas in Tana where the mizbeach is. Let's say the mizbeach is over here. The shayach, whether the mizbeach is right in that center or to the right or left, let's say the mizbeach is over here. And somebody shech the korban over here, a korban shlomim. They're called in Kodesh HaKadosh, you have to shech in Tzachim, because the shech on this side of the Mizbeach. Let's say it's a Shlomim. Somebody shech the Shlomim over here. So would anybody say that the Shlomim is possible because the Mizbeach is blocking the way? The Mizbeach is very tall. It's much taller than the height of a human being. The Mizbeach was 9 amas tall. And then you had on the carvings of the Mizbeach a big block in the corner, Amo al Amo al Amo. So the whole Mizbeach itself, which was 32 amas wide, on top was 28 amas, the bottom was 32, then 30, then was 28 on top. 28 amas wide and 10 amas tall. It's like a big building. So what if you shech the Karmi Shlomo over here? So you say that it's no good. And now he's out. So all the Rishonim say for sure that it is good. The question is why? How come it's good? The Gemara has this purpose, and not only did Dalsas HaHechel block the way, Dalsas HaHechel which are supposed to be closing the heaven, even if they are open, but you have a partition over here, a portable mechitza in the way. So the Gemara still has a suffix to say that was, that that it's no good, that you can't shed the carbonate. So why not say that, in other words, any Zaytig is out, blocking the way, is a chisorn of Sihat Dal Sahecha? Because it has to be Pesach Almoy. Does man show my pasuk? You have to shed the carbons facing Almoy. When you shed the shlomim over here, behind the Mizbech, anywhere over here, so say the whole Mizbech is blocking the way. So this for sure is good. The question is why? So the point of the year is, Gemara is Vachin, the Chaim of put out a sefer that he called Asifas Kain. Asifas Kain is officially the title of the Shifu Kubetzim. No, we have a Shifu Kubetzim, but Tama Bar, we see Basim Ksubit. So the real title of the sefer, when it's put out by the author, by the one, not an author, by the one who collected it, by Rav Tzal Shnei, the proper title is Asifas Kain. It's a collection of various sheets. So the Chaim put out a sefer on Kochim that's called Asifas Kain, also a collection. It was printed together. One of the areas, and the Chayk Nasta, and the Chedusha Rajbuan, and the Merachas, and a few other Rachamim, the same Rachamim that he has there, the Bechaz HaZevach, and the Gatian. They have a few Achronim, one or two Rishonim, they blended in. So in this collection, in the Asivus Kevim, he printed the Pana Meiris, on the song. It's available in all good forms. So they have in the Pana Meiris, he gives the Teretz over here. He says there's a difference. He says, since the Mizeh HaChitim is attached to the ground, so that's part of the binyan of the Mikdash. You can't say that that's mapstik in between the Shechitas Shlomim and the Hekel over here. The walls of the Hekel, if they're closed, are supposed to be open. If you have a V-long mapstik, let's say you have a curtain there, that's also the Gemara says is no good. The Gemara says, okay, if you have a V-long, the Gemara says you have a curtain, it is good. I just said that if it's a solid, if it's a solid partition, then it's any buy in the Gemara. But if it's a V-long, it's just a curtain, and the Gemara says that it is good. The V-long is not considered blocking the way. So the Gemara only had a stuffik if you have a partition which is Polish Menakarka, which does belong there, and it's Polish Menakarka. So the Gemara has a stuffik, maybe that's not sitting in the way. But over here, the part of the year is not, and this is considered as if the ground level just goes up. So it's not considered that that's an outside obstacle or an outside Dover Hamatzik between the Shechitas HaShlamim and the Pesach HaMoy, it's not an outside thing, it's Mamash Mechubah HaKarka, it's not Polish. And he refers you to that Gemara, where the Gemara makes a distinction between the Mizbeach HaChitz and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that the Mizbeach HaPnimi was had a din Kli, because of the Polish Min HaKarka, and the Mizbeach HaChitz was Mechubah HaKarka, so had a din of Bini. There are more Nachkeminis in the Gemara.
Aren't the Dalsos and Hefel also part of the din?
Yeah, but it's not considered part of the floor. It's not considered part of the floor. This is considered mamish as if the floor level went up high.
So if you put the partition to the ground, then it would be a temporary mafsik partition? I mean, wouldn't it
mafsik? Could not. And it might also be mafsik because it doesn't belong there. You can't say that it's considered that the ground level lies. But over here, this belongs here. This is supposed to be here. It's supposed to be here and it's Mechubah HaKarka, so therefore it's considered as if it's part of the binyan itself. It's not an obstacle. You can't say it's an obstacle sticking in between, being mafsik in between the Shechitas HaShlamim and the Pesach HaMoy. We have another interesting thing the Gemara has it in. Why, what if a person wants to be makar of a korban in Beis HaMikdash? His name is Mizbeach HaChitza. So you can't have be makar of the korbanos or not. So the Gemara says, no, you have to have a Mizbeach. If you have a Mizbeach and it's Nivgam HaMizbeach, this Gemara Mizbech means, let's say, it's chipped over here, it's chipped in the middle, then the Mizbech has to be Merubah, has to be a perfect square in the corner. Not only in the corner, it has to be a right angle, 90 degree angle, the Gemara says the sides have to be straight. And if I'm Chayim and Hilchas Tefillin, and Mishnah Berurah derives Klolim about when is the Tefillin not called Merubah, so he wants to make Klolim there, Shiurim, based on what the Ribu of the Mizbech has to be. The Gemara has a Chulin, and the second pair of Chulin, how much of a Nick you have to have in the Mizbeach that it should no longer be called the Mizbeach HaMerubah. How much of it should be after? One Madom says a Kazayit, Shalim the Kazayit. Another Madom says even a Masher, Kichagiros Etzba, Kichagiros Tziporim. If the finger gets caught, so the fingernail gets caught in the thing, so it's really not called Merubah. So the Gemara says that you cannot be Makros Kobanos just on the Mokom HaMizbeach. You have to be Makros Kobanos on the actual Mizbeach Mamash. And even if you have the Mizbeach, and Mizbeach is Nivgam, you cannot be Makros Kobanos on Mizbeach and Nivgam. What if you have the Ketoros and the Mizbeach HaPnimi? There the Gemara says it's not so. That Mizbeach HaKtoros, and Ekadim Komo, let's say some white guy removed the Mizbach HaKtoris from the Heichal. Mizbach HaKtoris is supposed to be in Heichal over here. And the menorah is over here. And the dome side and the Shulchan is over here. And the Shulchan has the Lechem HaKonaman. And the menorah they light the candle is over here. And Mizbach HaKtoris, they mark the Torahs every day, twice a day, in the morning and evening. So what happens if this Mizbach was removed, they put it over here, because if you mark the Torahs from Komer, we would have said no. Just like you cannot be marked with Torahs, just like you cannot be marked with any components on the Mokham and Mizbeach outside. You have to adopt Mizbeach Bonner Bin Komen, has to be Merubah, with all the Klorum, everything that's marked, so too Mibishnit. So the Gemara in the middle of the Mokham says the Chiddush, Mizbeach and Ekham and Komen, and Mokhtim and Klorum is Bin Komen. But you can't be marked with Torahs on the Mokham and Mizbeach. So Mokhtish Torahs is not Miyake. The fact that the Mizbeach is not there is not Miyake. So the Chiddush, the question is what? So the first of these different types, the Tesis claim that what the Gemara means to say is that there's a distinction between Korbanos of Behemoth and Ophis on the one hand, as opposed to Korbanos of a Mincha and a Soros. That for a Behemoth and an Oph, here you have to have a Mizbeach Mamish. So you cannot be Makriv on the Mokum of Mizbeach. In any case, in Ophis, which normally you're Makriv on the Mizbeach Hachitzon, you would be able to be Makriv outside, even though there's no Mizbeach in Koma. You say kitchen the shite for the kitchen lost in love. That square area of the Azorah has more of a kedusha than the rest of the Azorah has a kedusha tmachma on the Mizbeach. And if you make a fire on the floor of the Azorah, this spot where the Mizbeach HaKitzon is supposed to be located, because it says you wouldn't be able to be makri, opos, or behemus, but you wouldn't be able to be makri, minoko. Because when the Gemara says, Mizbeach HaPnimish and Nekav in Koma, Makhtir and Torah bin Koma, you can be makhtir of Torah on the Mokhan on the Mizbeach HaPnimish, long past the Torah, who are the Menachas. Menachas on the outside of Mizbeach and Torah on the inside of Mizbeach. The only time that you need actual Mizbeach is for Oifis and Behe, Torah is in his makhtir of Nai with him. He takes him into the Kodesh HaKadosh. So where is he makhtir there? He doesn't move any Mizbeach with him. He doesn't have a portable Mizbeach. Just leaves it in the pen, in the makhtir. Lokach Malah makhtir Gachol Yesh. And he takes the Torahs from the top, and he takes from the top and the Macht inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. He pours the Torahs from the top back into his hand. He has to take a loch off of Torahs on. He has to take a loch off nine. He digs his hands into a big bowl of Torahs, and he takes a fistful. And it depends how big his fists are. The Gemara says if he's a giant, he's going to have a bigger loch off nine. And if he's a midget, he's going to have a smaller shim loch off nine. Mishnah says that this is one of the shim that depends on each and every individual person. Like Malo Lugma for Yom Kippur, it depends on how big the guy's mouth is. And there are a few other shiur, basically most of the shiur depend on average. Says that this is one of the shiurim that's measured by the individual kohen. If the kohen gadol has gigantic hands, then melech hashem is more. If he has smaller hands, then it's less. Oh, you mean if his hands are much larger in proportion to the rest of his body? Okay, that would be a balmo. But let's say the guy is just a giant. A giant is not a balmo. So the Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur, it says in the Chumash, on Yom Kippur, he has to take Malachos Nech first on the doctor, then he puts it into a calf, and he walks into the Kodesh Kodashim with a calf that has the Torahs with the amount of Malachos Nech that he just measured out in his own hand, then he walks in with the Machta that has raw Machta, Gachol Yesh, Malam Mizbeach, Hashem Lefnei Hashem, he takes it from the Mizbeach HaPitzel, and then he takes the calf from the Machta into the Kodesh Kodashim, he pours from the calf back into his hand, pours the Torahs back into his hand, and then he puts the Machta on the floor. It's very hard to do this. The Gemara says that this is one of the most difficult things that they did all year long. You can't go because he only has the calf from the master into the Kodesh HaKadosh. He pours from the calf back into his hand. Pours the Torah back into his hand. And he puts the master on the floor. It's very hard to do this. The Gemara says that this is one of the most difficult things that they did all year long. You can't go because he only has two hands. He only has two hands and he has to carry the calf from the master and then he has to pour back from the calf into his hands. It's very difficult. So he pours back with two hands.
he holds the calf and he puts back the calf back into his two hands. How do you do that? The Mishnah says, the Gemara says he holds it with his teeth. That's a complicated mess. So the Tengadol pulls back all the Torahs from the calf back into his fist, and it has a little cup and the Torahs down the dock, and then he pours on the top of the Machta, which is sitting on the floor. So the Machta is not on his bed. It's neither his bech hachitz nor his bech hachitz. How can the Torah have a din of haktorah? Shalai agabi on his bech. So bal korchav bechreach, you see that there's a din of haktorah's ktorah shalai agabi on his bech. So the Sfasem says he thinks that that was the mocker of the Gemara. How the Gemara knew that haktorah's haktorah need not necessarily be agabi on his bech. You can have haktorah b'mokom. The mokom haroi. Where's the mokom haroi? Sanyam kippin, the mokom haroi is the mokom bein abadim. The tnai v'lefnin, bein abadim over here. The Oro used to be over here, the Kodesh of Kodesh, and the bottom around the sides of the Oro, and he would put the Machna on the floor, right over here. So there would be a Haktor of the Mokom Bein HaBadim. But even in Bai Sheni, with the world, the Oro was Nignas at the Yeshua Melech was going to be on the end of the Bai Zwisham. So Bai Sheni, there was no Oro to speak of. The Oro was in the basement, wherever it was, the bubble or the basement, different opinions in Tanakh, where the Oro was in. But the Maisha, there was no Oro on top. In the Kodesh of Kodesh, in Bai Sheni, there was no Oro. So how would they mock their Torah Ben Abadim? So the answer, the Brisker Rav said, the answer is the Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Asi Lavoi. Even though there are no Abadim there, that's all still called Ben Abadim. That Mokum is called Ben Abadim. So just like you say there, that you can be mocked there Bim Komo, even though there's no Mizbeach at all. And even this Man Bai Sheini, there wasn't even Ben Abadim. So you say, no, Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Asi Lavoi. Since it once had the status of that Mokum, you can be mocked there Bim Komo, Bim Mokum Haroilo. So here too, if they, on the normal Ktoros of every day, not the Ktoros of Yom Kippur, if they remove the Mizbeach HaPnimi from its spot, that Mokom is Kitchel HaShayit and Kitchel HaSalav, even if the Mizbeach HaPnimi is removed. So since it's the right Mokom, and we know that a Haktoros does not necessarily have to be Dafki Agavi Mizbeach, all right, if you want to keep Yom Kippur again, it's on top of a Machto. So here there's no halacha that you need a Machto, here the halacha is that you just need the Mokom on Mizbeach. That's what this Vasem says. He disagrees with Pesach. Pesach says that the Gemara says Maktir and Ktoros bin Komo, the Mokom on Mizbeach is Labdat Ktoros on the Mokom of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is even Incho on the Mokom of the Mizbeach HaChiz. And this Vasem says no, he thinks that it's only Ktoros. But Lamai Ben is, you can say a third shot in the Gemara. In Gansin a third shot. That the Gemara doesn't mean to say that Ktoros is different, like the Sfasem says, nor does the Gemara mean to say that it's a difference between Ktoros and Rochas on the one hand, as opposed to Eifus and Behemus on the other hand. Perhaps the Gemara means a third shot. It's a chilek, that's how some other Rishonim say, I think the Sheikh Mekubetz is on the side, as Rochas said. A third shot, that the distinction is one between the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaChitz, it's a different word. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is a kli, it's not Mekubel HaKarka, it's a kli. So if you remove it, so the karka is there. So they say that mokam, agabi ha-karka is kitchel ha-shat and kitchel ha-slav, that is the mokam on the mizbeach. But the mizbeach ha-chitzel is not included. The mizbeach ha-chitzel is mechuvah le-karka. But since it's mechuvah le-karka, so that means that the ground level is supposed to be higher over there. So what happens if instead of having the ground level so high, 9 amas higher than the floor, than the rest of the floor, instead of having it so high, it will be lower. So you can't say kitchel ha-shat and kitchel ha-slav. That's not the floor, that's not the mokam on the mizbeach. Mokam on the mizbeach is on top of the mizbeach. Why? Because this Mizbeach HaChitzel is supposed to be Mechuvah LeKarka. The ground level is supposed to have a sudden jump over here, it's supposed to have a sudden elevation, and it should be 9 amas taller than the rest of the floor. Here the floor is supposed to be, this is Mechuvah LeKarka, Kikarka Domi, so it's a new floor level over here, new ground level, as we were discussing in the Yonim HaBer. Maybe that could be the Teret, that's what Rabbi Shem said. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Gemara. That the Mizbeach HaPnimi as opposed to the Mizbeach HaChitzel is a Kli as opposed to a Binyan. So that's why the Gemara draws this distinction that if you don't have the Mizbeach HaPnimi there, alright, so you don't have the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you should have the Haktor HaGavya Mizbeach, but for the Yevit you can have it. Al-Karka HaMizbeach, Al-Mokam HaMizbeach, Ma'asheni Ken Mizbeach HaChitzo, if the Mizbeach is not there and you just have the floor where the Mizbeach of 9 amas should be on top of, that's not the Karka HaMizbeach. Karka HaMizbeach is supposed to be on top of the Mizbeach. The top of the Mizbeach is Mechuvah LeKarka, Karka Domi. So the floor of the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be 9 amas taller there.
Maybe
you can say that the Kli is not case.
Yeah, it should be the opposite. On the outside where you have the floor is
actually
the floor. At least so what, the floor is
the
higher than the lower. The floor is there.
It's a good tainah, but this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's no good even if it's not merubah. Even if the mizbeach is there, it's not merubah, you can't be makar b'nei kavod.
and it's very happening. Meaning, Gemara says even if it's nekar, it's removed. Makpir tar has been called. So the Gemara gives you the dinim. So the question is, how do you distinguish? No, the question is, how do you distinguish? How do you explain the dinim in the Gemara? So there are three explanations given by the Mefarsh. The Tosfos gives the Epsha, the distinction between Koris and Menachos on the one hand, as opposed to Ophis and Mehemis on the other. And the Sassan explains that Koris is different, not Koris. Menachos is the same as Behemenel. And the Sheet and Kubetz is given the third Chiluk. If the Chiluk is very happening. I mean, if you would have been there, you would have said just an inverse. The first two? Okay. But these are the 3 days, said the Rishon. The Ramban in Avodah Zarah and Daphne Beis gives the fourth distinction. And speaking about a chiluk between what's called binyan and what's called kli, he gives you a fourth distinction. What happens if somebody's moel behegdish? So normally the din is when somebody's moel behegdish, the hegdish is nenem and the hegdish for shaykh. So the din is that the mechilik to take down the family of Yosha. And the din is that the hegdish is yotze l'chum. How do you know the hegdish is yotze l'chum? Because the pasuk says, nefesh kisim o'mal. And mo'al, ein me'ila el shinui. The Gemara says the word me'ila means to change, to switch. And it switches from kodesh to chol. How do you know that ein me'ila el shinui? Because the pasuk says by a soto, molamal b'isha. The Gemara says, what does it mean molamal b'isha? That she switches, she trades in the husband for somebody else. So just like there, it means to be mishana. So it's over here by hegdish, it means to be mishana. What are you being mishana? You mishana the kodesh in techo. That's the Gemara in the ila. That's what I mean. The Gemara derives from that pasuk. Yisim omal in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. The Gemara derives from that pasuk that amol behegdish is yotzuchu. However, the Gemara of the Mishnah says in Milan, that there are two things, there are two cases of Milo where the Hegdish is not Yotzei L'chul. The big place, those are not, the big places in Kiddush and Daphne Hebat. So the place quotes and elaborates on this. So the Mishnah says in Milo, that there are two exceptions to the rule where one is more of a Hegdish and it's not Yotzei L'chul. Namely, if you're more in Kli Sharis, or you're more in a behemoth that has a Mishnah. Whenever the behemoth. One is more than a behemoth. It has a Kedushin Tagluf, a Korban, let's say, a Korban Chapek, a Korban Hashem, a Korban Olo. So what is Moel Behegdish? Normally the Hegdish is Yotzei L'chul, and I didn't mean. Here the Gemara says if you're Moel and a Korban Behemoth, or a Korban Hawaii, so the din is that it's not Yotzei L'chul, because it has a Kedushin Tagluf, and a Kedushin Tagluf cannot be Yotzei L'chul, and I didn't pinyon, it can also not be Yotzei L'chul, and I didn't mean Elo. The Gemara says that it's always a Dizah. The Mishnah says, A Moel Ahamoel, once one person is Moel Behegdish, so the Hegdish was ready to the Chulin. So if somebody will be Moel the second time in the Hegdish, there will be no violation of Mila because it's ready Chulin, the Hegdish is ready to the Chulin. But the two exceptions are Behemoth or Klisharas Bovai. Behemoth that has a Kedush Saguf. So it's not Yetzel Chulin, I did Pidyon. So just like you cannot have any Pidyon who are denami, it cannot be Yetzel Chulin, I did Mila. Because the Yetzel Chulin, I did Mila, is a form of Pidyon. That's what the Dvar Avram explains. One of his truvas, he says that normally when you pay the Hegdish, so when you give the money to the Gizboy, then the Hegdish is Yetzel Chulin. That's why the Gizboy has a Helug is Fasen. Has a Kedusha. Kedusha is Hegdish. And I want to buy it from him. So I give him the money. So it's not Kesef, but come on. When you give the money, then it's Yetzel Chulin. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk. Ain't paying Hegdish all of the Kesef, but it says, not Kesef, but come on. So when you give the money, it's Yetzel Chulin. But I'm loyal to Hegdish. Let's say he had the Hegdish as his Fasen. And I didn't know that it belonged to Hegdish. I thought it belonged to somebody else. And I walk off with the safer. I decide to steal it, not realizing that it belongs to Hegdish. So then the Gemara says that it's Yotzei L'chulin. The fact that I was Moel Behegdish causes it to be Yotzei L'chulin. How is it Yotzei L'chulin? So the Sfasema says this is also a din of pidyon. Even though I haven't given the money, because the Torah is mechayiv me to pay Karen v'chayimish. So the fact that I'm a chuyiv, the din HaTorah, I'm a chuyiv to pay the Karen, that itself is equivalent to the case where the person actually gave the gift. Because this explains the halacha. So that's why the Mishnah says that by behemoth klishare, where it cannot be yotzei l'chulin, I did pidyon, it can also not be yotzei l'chulin, I did meila, because meila is motzi l'chulin, if there is a cost of nefesh kisim al mal, and meila el v'shinui, then being more of a hegdish is motzi l'chulin, it's only motzi l'chulin in the case when I'm chuyif to pay the keren and a chomish, or the payment, the chiyif to pay keren chomish is considered as if I had paid it already. And the payment is yotzei l'chulin, I did pidyon, that's a form of pidyon. So that's why the Mishnah and the Gemara and Mila have this equation. That only such things are Yotzei L'chulin, which one could be poted. Whatever you cannot be poted, then the Behemoth Klisharis cannot be Yotzei L'chulin like the Mila. So the Baal HaMor has a discussion in Avodah Zarah, Daphne Beis, and it's Kufas Bayi Sheni, when the Chashmonaim came in, so the Gemara said they had to make a new menorah and they had to make also a new Mizbeah. So the Baal HaMor discussed, why did they have to make a new Mizbeah? What was wrong with the first Mizbeah? So the Baal HaMor says, well, they were Moel Behegdish, Jews, the Misyavnim, the Jews who worshipped Avodah Zarah, were Mal Behegdash on the Mizbeach, and thereby, whenever you Mal Behegdash the Mizbeach, it would be Yotze L'chulin. So since it was Yotze L'chulin, so they had to make a... And then once it's Yotze L'chulin, then they use it for Avodah Zarah purposes, so then the din is, whatever is Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, Ar-Mos Adavish Yushalah, then it became us. That's how the Balaam was. And the Ramban disagrees with the Balaam and he says, how can you say that? Isn't the Mizbeach a din of Klishoros? How can a Klishoros be Yotze L'chulin? So actually, we should really distinguish between the two Mizbeachas. One Mizbeach was a Klishoros, and one Mizbeach was a Binyan. The Mizbeach HaPnimi had a status of Klishoros. And Klishoros, the Mishnah says in the Ilan, the Afites, has the same status as Klishtad Ruf, that it's not Yotze L'chulin. Ayde Pidyon, so therefore it's also not Yotze L'chulin, Ayde Me'ilah. Hashemi came to Mizbeach HaChitzon, that never had a din of Klishoros. That was Mulav Ba'ofor, Mechuba L'karka, so that had a din of Binyan. The binyan, there's no halacha that if you moil behegdash of the binyan, it's not yotze l'chulin aydem b'ilam. Why not? That l'chol could be yotze l'chulin aydem b'ilam. The only thing that the Ramban is right...
That makes it Ramban
right. Okay, it could be a different time. Why then? Right, the question is, why did they have to make a new mizbeah? What was wrong with the old mizbeah? So the Balaam claims, you can say it's a different thing. Whenever you use it for a mizbeah, even though it doesn't belong to you, even though the kalal is ain on the mozadov v'shem shalom, but perhaps, even though you can't answer that's only the Hegyot, but like a Voa, still Mos. The Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash that is used for Avodah Zarah purposes, even though it wouldn't become Mos the Ba'anor, based on the principle of Eino Mos HaDov Hashem Shalom, you can say it's still possible to have a purpose. Because it's Mos, like a Voa. Still say that it's Mos. That's a different time, right? But the Baal HaMor says that it was Yer Tzulchun and Yer Me'ilah, that the Ramban disputes, and he says, how could it be Yer Tzulchun and Yer Me'ilah if it's a Klishoris? That is the Mefarshim explained. What is a Klishoros? The Mizbeach HaPnimi is a Klishoros. Mizbeach HaChitzon is not a Klishoros. Mizbeach HaChitzon was Mechuba L'Karka. If it's a Kli, it can't be Mechuba L'Karka. That's a part of the Sanskrit. Which means a Kli has to be a Dabah HaMitalim.
Which means
they
do?
The Gemara says the outside one, not the inside. The Gemara says they had to make a new outside Mizbeach all over again, not the inside.
There you go.
Yeah. The Gemara says the first. The outside Mizbeach had to be replaced. Then do it on the other hand. This week is Tashi Zohar. What did we say about Tashi Zohar? We don't know. Vada says to Shulchan Aruch that even the people who normally don't go to Shul all year long because they live on the farms, there's no menu there, so they have to go to Shul Tashi Zohar because the place has a story. Tashi Zohar is the rice. Why should Pashi Zohar be there? I say, once a year, every year. The Pashi can say, because the Shir Shikha is Yud Beis Chodesh. If for a year a person could forget already what he heard a year ago. So if a person heard, the Torah says you have to learn Pashi Zohar. And Mara says in Megillah, in the Dala, that Pashi Zohar has to be in Tech HaKlam. Has to be in Tech HaKsaf and HaSeif and the Teh. Not Zechir Belay. Has to be the Teh and Tech HaSeif. And the Rosh HaAdana has to be with the Minyan. So and then the Chinuch adds on that perhaps it has to be once a year every year. Why once a year every year? So the Acharei Adam, because that's the Shir Shikhtam. So he says, Zachor, you should remember. So that's why we learn, why do we learn Parshas Zohar before Purim? That's not there. So that's already the Rabban. They have a relationship and a connection between Zechiris Amolek and Haman, because Haman was a descendant of Amolek.
What if you have
the Yeah, that's a good time. So the Magen Avraham said that that you yotze Parshas Zohar not only when you're laying it the Shabbos before Purim, you'll yotze when you're laying the regular Parshas Zohar. So that is here.
Why
do you
have
to
talk
about
this next year?
Why does it say that? No, according to yeah, if you claim to be yet to the Parshah or the Parshah Shavuah, then laying it before Purim is only the Rav Moshe. If the guy goes to Shul every Shabbos, then he's going to be yet to the Parshah Shavuah and the Rav Moshe. By listening to the Parshah
Shavuah.
Yeah, that's not the Parshah Shavuah.
Korea also. Korea also. She also has to talk about Korea.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, what is the Chiras Nechias Amolek? Usually we assume that Amolek is already dead a long time ago and has no Shaitasar. The name of Rav Chaim, they say over that Rav Chaim had a Chiddush based on a Rambam, and the Rambam writes the Dinim of Avaman and Doyo, that the Rasa love of the call, the Yavam Manami Ovi the Kala Hashem, says he writes it Paravad Dichon, that we don't have them anymore. But he writes the Gidim of Amalek, he doesn't write it Paravad Dichon. But they've long ceased to why not? The Rambam is basing everything on the Mishnayis, and the Mishnayis say that Bosan Kheru Dilbilas Kala Elam Kula. And Sancheru mixed up all their nationalities, and you know, nobody, the Jewish nation still retains its identity. Maybe the Chinese also, I don't know.
Some part of the empire. That's beyond the empire that does not have conflict.
Right. They weren't affected. But all the countries that were affected by Sancheru, so he completely mixed everybody up, and nobody is in their original place. So there's no din of Nisri in this manner, as the Mishnah says, there's no din of Ammon and Moab. The Chodesh should be no din of Amalek either. The Amalek must have lost their identity. Who is going to identify as Amalek? So I'll be Pashkas, Rav Chaim asked, why did the Rav Amalek write Farov Adzichon by Amon and Barav, and he doesn't write it by, he writes it by Mitzrayim, the original mission is by Mitzrayim, and he doesn't write it by Amalek. So B'Shem Rav Chaim, the same yeshiva is that he had a Chiddush, that any nation that doesn't believe in God, that is interested in wiping out the Jewish nation, it says, V'layori Aliki, said in the Chiddush, they didn't believe in any God at all. And they were interested in killing all the Jews, so they have a din of Amalek. That was Rav Chaim's plan. So they had his plan, Rav Chaim's plan, that they have a din of Amalek, the full din of Amalek.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be. Al Jewish, Al Derech Halach. That's Rav Chaim claims. Chaim claims is based on his Diyuk and Amram, that you have a Din of Amalek. That was the Chiddush. And then Hall that he had a Din of Amalek. The Dutch nation have a Din of Amalek. Let's say the Arabs not. The Arabs are very interested in killing the Jews, but they're very religious. They speak very, very much to the Jews. But the Nazis were not. The Rav made a big speech at the Mizrahi convention. I remember I was a little boy. I think 35 years ago. The Rav made a big speech that not, when the Germans were in the Medina to give reparations money, the question was whether Medina Yisrael should accept it or not. He said no. The Rav said a speech no. They're not allowed to take it. Because the din is that they have a din of Amalek. The Nazis have a din of Amalek. People are giving the money are Christians. People are giving the money now, first of all, giving back Jewish money. That's what everybody thinks of. They didn't listen to it. First of all, they're giving Jewish money. Secondly, they have a din of Amalek. And Rashi and Rambam both say that by Amalek you have to kill Mishra, Chamorah, you have to wipe out everything. And not allowed to be none of many of them. After this week's Leinen, we read like that Shmuel told Shaul that he has to wipe out all the Bahamas and not allowed to be none of many of them. So the Mechaschil of Tain is against Rashi and Rambam that was only Hirosha. That's not a din of Doris. The Doris, it's only thing you have to kill out the people from Amalek. The men and the women, the human beings, but not that the money is also not Amalek. Yeah. Possible. So the Rav Tain is based on looking at the Mechaschil, and the Tain based on Rashi and the Rambam. He said that the money is also Vano. He said you're not allowed to take the money. But the Medina didn't listen to them. Not everybody listens to them. In Yiddish isn't especially. The Herzl didn't Rav. They listen to him like they listen to Rav. He said they don't listen. The Yiddish friend, they don't listen.
Why do we judge
I mean, if you say that the word Zohar means Lahazik here, not to remember,
right.
So why should
we always
do it? Right, that's what the Chinuch is Mesupik about. The Chinuch says maybe Yotze once in a lifetime. Maybe if you heard Parsha Zohar once in a lifetime, you Yotze ready for the rest of your life. Or maybe Ulai, he writes, maybe you have to hear it once a year, every year, because the word Lahazik Zohar means Lahazik here, but it's in the same. It's in the same word, which normally means this court to remember. If you remember, means once a year, because of Shishik, because you're based Chodesh, and therefore maybe Lahaz kills and he's in the thing. That's what the Chinuch is Mesupik. Maybe it's once in a lifetime, and maybe it's like the Chacham one is talking once a year. Maybe that's really what the Din Deraisa Isa always wants. But the Yud Beis Chodesh for the Shikha Sameis is Yud Beis Chodesh. Pata means 12 months.
Let's say someone had a wedding, Tishrei, even if the following year is the 13 month year, you're still going to have the Davta in Tishrei.
Yeah, yeah.
So you see that it's not from, not Davta 12 months.
But I don't think the yard site is really related to this. That there are other things that are based on this and on Veda. For example, whether you put the sum in Hagenhaber, that you put them on Seivav, Dabki before the Yud-based Chodesh Arav, and you still remember the Niftar, then you put up on Matseva to continue to remember. And others have the minute you to put them on Seivav after the Yud-based Chodesh Arav, after you've already forgotten the Shir Sheik because he's a Chodesh, then you put up on Matseva to continue to remember. If you Kiveg on your day, on the bottom of your day, of course, it's different in Hagen. So those minhagim depend on Yud Beis Chodesh, not on the year. Yortzeit is not really based on Shikha. In the Haftarah you have that when Shaul told Shaul finally said Vidui. He says that you're right, Shmuel, I didn't observe the mitzvah. Avarti espi Hashem v'yaspicha. So what kind of a lashon is that? Avarti espi Hashem v'yaspicha. Violated, but you told me not violated the Dvar Hashem. So remember, one of my rabbis, Chaim Rav and Yeshiva, thought that that pasuk seems to be a riot in Minhasina. That Minhasina says that the fact that I had to kill all the behemoths was only her Rashaw. The fact that I had to kill the people, that's really a mitzvah of those, that's a mitzvah of the right. The fact that I had to kill the behemoths was only her Rashaw. So when Shaul admits that he did an Averis, so he says, Avarti espi Hashem, he's a violated the Dindya Raisin, because I left Agag alive. I didn't kill Agag. So that's Mamish Pi Hashem, that's a Dindya Raisin. Yes, Picho, and I violated the Dvar HaNavi. He was there about Divrei Navi that Shmuel HaNavi told me that the Torah said Rosh Hashanah that she didn't kill the baby. So from the Lashon HaPas, it sounded a little bit the way the Minhaskinah said, because the way the Rashi and the Ramam hold, and the Chinuch also, that the din is always with Doris like that, that you have to kill all the behemoths and everything is also Bano. So then Avarti Pi Hashem, he violated the din of Torah. That's his way as Picho. Shmuel HaNavi just told us time to win the mitzvah their eyes.
Is this, Din of Amalek, is that, could that be an individual, or is that Dr. Yitzhak or a nation or something? In other words, there's a person that wants to kill out, Am Yisrael doesn't believe in God. Is he considered Amalek by himself?
Yeah, well, he was a descendant from Amalek. It was a Zerch on his own right to have a din Amalek. He got to be Yerusha. Okay. But we learned in his biography, there's a very fascinating biography. It's called Abir Haroish. It has all the stories about him when he was a little kid. So they tell a fascinating story. When he was a little kid, he was also very sharp. We need to say. And he was once gnashing candy. And his mother caught him and she goes, Avramelech, what are you doing? So he said, Yiddish, and he's doing what the Talmud Mukla said about Yaakov. Yaakov says, Yich Nash. Doesn't say Yich Nash. No. It says the Achmed, doesn't say Yich Nash. The Sefer speaks about Binyan HaMishkan. The Torah tells us that for the purpose of Binyan HaMishkan, there was a double Gviyah, there was a double form of collection. There was a Gviyah Lefi Nefashos and a Gviyah Lefi Mamo. In Shulchan Aruch, we learned this, the Hilchos Shliach Tzibur in Siman Yun Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes, when you have to engage a chazan, so the question is, how do you tax the members of the community for the purpose of paying the salary of the chazan? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Rishonim, let's say the chazan is going to be paid $20,000 a year, whatever. Let's say $20,000 a year. Too much to do.
Okay.
Now they get paid much more.
That's why
so $20,000 a year, you have to divide up among the Balabatins, the $10,000 you collect between the Foshas and $10,000 you collect between Momo. That means that you have $10,000 has to be collected between the Foshas. If you have 10 families in the community, the family pays $1,000 each. Okay. Whether they're rich or poor. And the other $10,000 you collect the fee momo depending on how wealthy the people are. How do we get to this compromise that you collect for the salary of the chazan chetzi the fee momo and the chetzi the fee nefashos? So they explain that everybody in the community needs the chazan equally. The chazan has to daven for yom, let's say Rosh Hashanah kid or whatever, yom chayim shabbos, whatever it is. Everybody needs that equally. So as far as that's concerned, everything should be collected with the imam. However, on the other hand, the chazan not only, he's not talking about tefillah, he's If it's a community where the people don't know how to daven at all, and people can't read Hebrew, and the chazan is mostly them derechavot, and that's all he does, just says Hebrew, he barely makes Hebrew himself, then you would just collect the senior pashas, because everybody pays equally. If Hayyot HaPayosh, the chazan is entertaining also, and he sings nice and good in, but that's already extra. That's already a luxury. So when it comes to a luxury, so then you pay according to the fee money. Whoever can afford it more has to pay more. What's the whole thing that people can force each other to pay? That's the thing of shutfim. The halacha is that the people in the community have a status of shutfim together. So the shutfim can cope with each other to put out money for the things that are necessary for the shutfim. Yeah. Right, so that's why the Fina Pashas, they're all equal.
The point is that any single person is there, you know, because of me, then the
Pashas
is expensive
in this time. Yeah, so that's a Dinah Shul. That's why we assume. It's like in the Chosha Mishpah. The Yikar Din of Pnei Huir Kofim Zezet to build a shul and to engage a rabbi and to pave the streets and to make garbage collection and so on. This is all based on the dinim of shutzim. We assume that all the people who live in a community have a status of shutzim, and the shutzim can be talking to each other. Hold on,
that's
a good. We have no needs. If you don't like it, so move out of the neighborhood, move out of the community. When you move out, you're no longer a shutzim. Hold on, that you're there. That you're there, you have a status of a shutzim. So all the members of the shul, they say, in Europe, they had one shul in town. You have one shul in town, so everybody in town is a shutzim. In America, you have many shuls. So all the people who belong to that shul, whoever's a member, it's considered a shul. So you collect. But the chazan, the din is you collect chetzi lefi mamon v'chetzi lefi nefashas, because the chazan serves a double function. The fact that he says yivir and mostly people, kaddish, kedushin, baruch, whatever, kriya, tatar, whatever it is, and everybody needs that equally, so that has to be collected lefi mamon. But the fact that the chazan does extra things, over and above just barely being mostly people, yidei chavosam, so that's already like a luxury. So luxuries, it can only be collected lefi mamon. And again, the binyan based on mikdash, how do they collect? So they also collect, not chetzi lefi mamon, but chetzi lefi nefashos, not exactly like that. But they also collected. Everybody had to give an equal share. And then in addition to the equal share, everybody's trumas, the donations that were equal with, were collected for the trumas adonim, I think Rashi said. For parts of the based on mikdash. And then everybody gave, the yasha gave more, and the anim gave a little bit. That was already lefi mamon. Why was it that in the Beis HaMikdash you had half the Fimam and half the Finefashas? It's because in the Beis HaMikdash also there was either Mishkan, the Mishkan. They beautified the Mishkan by spending an awful lot of money on everything. Made everything from expensive gold and expensive silver and everything. If they wanted to, they could have been Yotzei, the various tensions, they could have gotten away with much less. But because they chose to make it a Hidah Mitzvah, so the Hidah Mitzvah is already, the Asher who can afford it should do Hidah Mitzvah, the Yoni can afford it, is not Mechayiv to do Hidah Mitzvah. So with respect to the Hidurim, to make, let's say, to build a shul, it should also be like that. We would assume, when you build a shul, everybody in the community has to participate a little bit in building the shul, because they all need a shul. Asher any came on the fact that they're going to make it a beautiful shul and an expensive thing with expensive seats and everything, so that's where the Hidurim is, when it comes to Hidurim, so the Ashir Mamun Mechayiv in the Ani. So that's why you have to collect Lefi Mamun, not Lefi Nefashim. The Paskim discuss. Yeah. Sure. That's the thing. All the people who live in that community are going to be using that shul, unless the guy makes an announcement in advance. He's not going to use that shul, and down in the okay. Whatever's going to use that shul, they have a din of shulchan. And you can make questions there and there for a building campaign, all right? You can pray for the Fina Fashas. And the Fina Moment, folks. No, these are dinim.
This is dinim because you have to use
them. So I guess they could have gotten away with cheaper Zohar too. But the fact that they used expensive Zohar, that was already a Hidah Mitzvah. So for the Hidah Mitzvah, the Ashir Mamon Mechayiv Lenyani. So they had to pay with the Moment. We have a lot of dinim where we compare Hilchos Beis HaKnesses to Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, not only with respect to collecting for the construction of the shul, like for collecting for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, you have halachas regarding the Etzem Kedusha, the Beis HaKnesses as well. The Gemara says in the end of Brachos that the the strict halachas of Mora HaMikdash, Mikdashi Tiro, the very strict halachas of Mora HaMikdash do not really apply to a Beit HaKnesset in the same sense, in the same way that they apply to the Beit HaMikdash. But there are some dinim of Kovid Mora Beit HaKnesset, not as severe, not as common as the Beit HaMikdash proper, but on a lower level. So the Gemara says, what is the klal? So the Gemara says that Kapandaria is not allowed. So the cut through the use of shul as a shortcut is not allowed. Rikike, what Rikike the Gemara says, Bizmana Gemara, Bizmana Gemara, Rikike was allowed. The Gemara says, how do you explain? I think that's in the Beit HaMikdash. But Rikike in a shul, Bizmana Gemara was allowed, and Bizmana Zet not allowed. Why? The Gemara gives the klal. Okay. What is the klal? So the Gemara brought gives you the klal. How do you explain why Rikike in the Beis Hamikdash Rikike Kapandaria both awesome? How come in the shul Kapandaria is also Rikike Smuta? So the Gemara says keep Beis on. You treat the shul just like your own, just like if you would be visiting by someone else's house, just like when you visit someone's house. So Bizmana Gemara used to have dirt floors. The people always would sit on the floor and rub the saliva into the floor. But you have a rug, so you have a tile floor. So the Bizmana said, we don't sit on our floors. If someone comes to my home and sit on the rug, I'll be very makbid. That's what Bizmana said, that you need to sit on the shul floor. Bizmana Gemara, that they had dirt floors, so then it was mutter Bizmana Gemara to sit on the floor. Whatever would not be improper behavior when visiting a friend's house, would be okay in the shul also, but Kapandari, people are makbid, like a guy sitting in his own home. And then somebody else knocks on the door, he's in a rush, he has to get to the other side of the street. So he locks it up, can he walk through my kitchen? He wants to walk through my bedroom in order to get. So that people are makbid, normal people are makbid on that. So since you makbid on that in your own home, so it's also in the Beis HaKnesset. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's also even Rikike, something that you would do in your own home, or that you wouldn't be makbid if other guests would do it in your home, so in the Beis HaMikdash, that's also. Rikike is also in the Beis HaMikdash. But in Beis HaKnesset, only such things are rushed that people will be makbid in their own home. What exactly is the uptight of this cloth?
Where do you get this from? Basic.
That's the Gemara's Loshen. Keep Beis. That's the Gemara's Loshen. No, no. So what is exactly the cloth? Rabbi Rav Soloveitchik says, based on that Gemara, that if someone visits me in the middle of the winter and it's raining and snowing and they walk into my house with their boots on, they'll be very makbid on that. They should walk in on my rug, and even on my tile floor. That doesn't get ruined if you walk in, but still get dirty. People are makbid on that. But Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Istanat Gemara should be an Issa to walk into shul with your boots on, or with galoshes on, or with stopping wet shoes. Let's say if someone comes into my home and it's pouring outside and they have wet shoes, so I'd be mocking, they should take off their shoes at the door and walk around in their socks. Something. But dry off your shoes before you walk into the shul floor. So to walk into the shul, the shul's floor is a tile floor, and it's not going to get ruined. After everybody will make it messy and full of snow and water, they're going to get the shvach to wash it up. But still, you wouldn't allow someone to walk into your home, and make the floor messy, and then clean it up. There should be an issa to do that in the Beis HaKnesset. What is the cloud that the Gemara gives to Beis? What is the logic behind that? The Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Gemara means to convey the following idea, that there's a basic difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesset. In both, the purpose is that the person should meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You come to the Beis HaMikdash to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you come to Shul to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam to meet with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the difference is that in the Beis HaMikdash, we are the guests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Beis HaShem, Beisi. The Beisi, Beisi, we call it the Ribbono Shel Olam's home. We are guests by Him. And the Beis HaKnesset is Fakir. We consider it our home, basically our home, and the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to visit by us. So that seems to be what the Gemara is driving at when the Gemara says ki beiso, that the kavod that's needed in the Beis HaKnesset, the mora hamikdash mikdashi tiro, is on a much higher level than the mora that we require in the Beis HaKnesset. In the Beis HaMikdash, even rikik is forbidden, something which we wouldn't be makbid on when we'd be visiting someone else's home. We wouldn't be makbid in our own home. Asherikain, Kapandaria, whatever, normally people are makbid on in their own home, that's forbidden even in the Beis HaKnesset. Why? Because Beis HaKnesset is ki beiso, means It's like our home, except that the Ribbono Shel Olam is visiting by us. That seems to be the gist of what the Gemara is saying, ki beiso. That's the chilek, the major chilek, between the Beis HaKnesset and the and the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in the end of Megillah that a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyad. The Pasuk says in Cheskel, V'ei lohem l'Mikdash Miyad. And the Cheskel Nami speaks about the Golus. And Esau is going to go into Golus after the Churban Bais Rishon. So he says, even when they go into Golus and the temple will be destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that they will have a Mikdash Miyad. They'll have a miniature Beis HaMikdash where they will be in Golus Gobel. So what is he referring to? So the Gemara says at the end of Megillah, that from Aleph, Eilu Bati Kinesis, Eilu Bati Midrash, Hashem Begovah, they have the status of a Mikdash Miyad. And what sense are they? A miniature Beis HaMikdash? They're Beis HaMikdash in the sense that it's the place where the Shekhinah meets with the Bas of Adam. And it's a miniature in the sense that in the Beis HaMikdash is Beis Hashem. It's Beis and we're visiting by Him. And in the Bati Kinesis, Eilu Bati Midrash, it's Beis Dal, it's our home, the Rabban Shalom is visiting by us. It's because of this major difference that there's a machlokis among the Pasuk regarding the nature of the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, whether it's a Kedusha deraisa or a Kedusha derabban. First there's a machlokis in Rishonim, and my famous machlokis in the Ran and the Ramban, what's the Gedera din of Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses? The Mishnah says in Megillah that Beis HaKnesses has a Kedusha, and if you want to sell it to a library, or you want to sell it to, let's say, that the Shvarzer should use it for a rehabilitation center for drug addicts or something, or whatever, for nursery or something like that. So then the Gemara says you have to see how to get rid of the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. So what is the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses based on? So there's Machlokes there, the Ramban, not Mishnah Megillah, B'nai Ho'ir, there's Machlokes, the Ramban, the Kedushim against the Ran. So the Ramban says that it's a Tashmishei Mitzvah, just like a Lulav, and a Sukkah, and a pair of Tzitzis, and a Shofar, that Bizman Mitzvasa, they have Kedusha. Shalot Bizman Mitzvasa, they don't have Kedusha. How do you know that Bizman Mitzvasa, they have Kedusha? Because the Gemara learns out that Shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Alach Hagigah Chal Chal Shem Shemayim Alach Sukkah. That's the Gemara Sukkah Daf Tesim Ralev. It says Chag a Sukkah Tzah Tzavah that Hukish Sukkah L'Chag. There's a hekish between the Sukkah and the Chag. Just like a Chag means the Korban Hagigah has Kedusha, so for the Sukkah has Kedusha. Ah, the Gemara says Megillah Sukkah is Tashmish and Mitzvah that it is Yorkin. That after Yom Kippur you can throw the whole Sukkah in the garbage. You can burn it. Not like an old pair of Tzulin or an old pair of Tereh or a mental of the Sefer Torah, or a tefillin zekel, or something like that, that it has to be nignored, and you have to put it in shame. It's tongue-in-ease. And also, Tashmishi Mitzvah is rocking. So what is this other Gemara saying, that Tetzman Aleph and Sukkah, that Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Alach Hagigah, Kal Chal Shem Shemayim Alach Sukkah? What do you mean Chal Shem Shemayim? It doesn't have any Kedusha. The Rambam says, no, it's not true. That Pasuk teaches us the rule, Tashmishi Mitzvah, have a Kedusha, Bizman Mitzvah. An Sukkah is the Lulav and the Shofar, that is in the Lulav and Sukkot, and the Beis HaKnesses called man that people use it to daven because it helps you daven better. But people get together and they daven in the shul, so it helps them be more tavana more. So Beis HaKnesses is a tashmishei mitzvah, it's an object that you use that helps you to do a mitzvah better. Or let's say a pair of tzitzis or a talis is a tashmishei mitzvah. The called man that is roi the mitzvah, so you can't say like on Rosh Hashanah the shofar is a tashmishei mitzvah, but the man of Tzotah has to do shul. On Sukkah, the Lulav and the Sukkah, Atashmisha Mitzvah, Bizman Mitzvah. What would be Bizman Mitzvah of Beis HaKnesses, and what would be Bizman Mitzvah of Talos? Kozman, that it's Rosh Mitzvah, when the Talos is already torn, and no one in his right mind is going to use it anymore, then Bizman Mitzvah is obviously thrown in the garbage.
What can you take down a shul like that, in a shul in the church, when you have to,
right, so the Ramban says, Mikra Din, when you build another shul, or if everybody moves out of the neighborhood, so the mitzvah says, the mitzvah is over. The Mikra Din, you can do whatever you want. But the whole din after the people moved out, or they've already switched to use the other shul, the whole din that you're not allowed to be involved in the shul, is the Rabbanan, and therefore you have kulim. That's how the Ramban explains the whole Yisrael on this.
But is there, in the Mishnah,
you
also say there's a
kind of
Kedusha
Mikesh?
Yeah, there is.
Right, right. He says that's only the Rabbanan. He says, Mina, so the Kedusha is only called Ma Mitzvotza, like the Lulav and the Shofar and the Tzitzit. And Lach is Ma Mitzvotza, so nobody is any longer davening in the shul, so it no longer retains any Kedusha. And it's only the Rabbanan, even if anybody moved out of the neighborhood, you're still not allowed to use it for Divrei Chol. Since it's only the Rabbanan, so then you have Kulis. That's how to deal with the Divrei Rabbanan. Sell it and use the money for something, or important, a refill or something. And the Ran disagrees with the Ramban. He says, no, he thinks that based on this Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, that V'ehi Lahem L'Migdash Miyad, that Pasek in Yechezkel is referring to Bati Knesiyas of Bati Midrashah, so it means to say that the Beis HaKnesses has a Tashmishei Kedusha, not only a Tashmishei Mitzvah. It's a status of Tashmishei Kedusha. If it's Tashmishei Kedusha, so how come if everybody moved out of the neighborhood, why is it that if you sell the shul, So then the Gush goes off, so it's like Pidyon Hekdush. So it's like a Hekdush on something. The Hekdush is Yotze L'chul and Ayde Pidyon. So he says when you sell the Shul, so the Shul is also Yotze L'chul and Ayde Pidyon. This is a basic machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran, how to understand the whole series of dinim, all the dinim, very complicated halachas in Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara Megillah in the Shulchan Aruch, regarding selling shul, therefore nobody is using it anymore. The Ramban claims that the shul only has a tashmisha mitzvah kedusha, and the kedusha of tashmisha mitzvah is man mitzvah. And after the man mitzvah is up, no one's using the shul anymore, so he says, Min HaTorah doesn't have any kedusha at all. It's only a make-believe kedusha with the Rabbana, and that's why you have kulas. And the Ran says, not true. It has the status of tashmisha kedusha, not the status of tashmisha mitzvah. As a din of a mikdash meyach. Rosh Hashanah? No. After Rosh Hashanah is over, you can throw the shofar in the garbage. That's the Gemara Megillah says, Tashmisha Mitzvah is rocking. It may be thrown in the garbage. So the Gemara gives the Brice and Megillah, gives examples, gives a shofar, a lulav, an esrog, a sukkah. After sukkah is over, and sukkah is not. After sukkah is over, you can destroy it. Hashem came to Tashmish Yigdush, and he came to Yigdush in there for this man. Yeah, there are a few Nafkaminas. There are a few Nafkaminas. I don't remember what things, but the Ram gives a few Nafkaminas for sure.
What do you mean the Ramban says that's why there are coolers? That's what you mean? Mm-hmm. He says the Ramban says the Ramban, that's why there are coolers.
Yeah.
The Ram doesn't agree with these coolers, or he says...
No, the Gemara has coolers. If you sell a shul, you sell a building, and then use the money for whatever you want.
Why is
that a cooler? But the Ram either has it, let's say if you have an old Sefer Torah, you know, an old mantle of a Sefer Torah, you can't sell it to someone else who's going to use it for a coat. Tashmish Yigdusha. But the Ran says, no, this is a different kind of Tashmish Yigdusha. This is a Tashmish Yigdusha of Hegdush, which has Pidyon, like the Beit HaMikdash. And the Ramban says, no, nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with Beit HaMikdash. That's an Agarata. Mikdash Miyat is an Agarata. The Ikar Adin, the only status of Kedusha that you have in the Shul is Tashmish Mitzvah, Tizma Mitzvah, and that they have a Kedusha like Sukkah is Lukash Lechad.
Is the
Ramban
saying that
Tashmisha Mitzvah
have Kedusha?
Yes, he says so. He says that you play Tashmisha Mitzvah have Kedusha Bizman Mitzvah.
Right, but
and after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, then it's Nizrah.
But not that they're Tashmisha Kedusha the same way as
what they're Tashmisha Mitzvah have Kedusha Bizman Mitzvah.
So you don't
understand
why you're making this Chacham sometimes.
If you what?
If you're making this Chacham, why are you making this
with the Rabbanan. The whole thing is make believe in the Rabbanan. Why did he institute it with the Rabbanan? Maybe because of Mikdash Miyat with the Rabbanan. But he says not Mikir Adin. Mikir Adin there, right? So everything is muta. After the people stop davening in that shul, everything is muta. Within the Shitas Haran, that the Ran holds that that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses has is a dogma of Kedusha HaMikdash. There is a big machlokas among the Rishonim and among the Achronim whether this implies that the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses will be the right of the Rabban. Because there's a major difference between the two. One is Kibbeis and one is Beis HaShem. One is Beis HaShem we're visiting there, one is our home where the Rabban Shalom is visiting by us. The many Rishonim and many Postman Achronim say that the whole drasha that the Ran said, the whole shtickle prayer of the Ran is all itself with the Rabban. The whole thing is all with the Rabban. That's Mikdash Miyat. The whole Chagad is with the Rabban. And at third, it's no Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. And the Yireyim, the Blessing of Mitzvah, say the Yireyim, within the Ran, and the Ran holds that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is a Dugma of Kedusha HaMikdash. Based on the Agarit in the end of Megillah, Mikdash Miyat, referring to both the Kenesia Sheva Bavel, so now there's a major machlokes among the Rishonim and among the Achronim, how to understand that, whether that itself is a Din D'Oraisa, but that's only an Asmachim D'Rabbanan. So the big one who's Machmir is a Chachma Torah. And the Hilchos Aveilus, there's a Din. You're not allowed to use a Shul for any purposes other than Torah Tefillah. So what happens if you want to make a Hefty in the Shul? So if it's an Adam Choshev Niyari, that big Talmud Chachma, an ancient Talmud Chachma, so then you're allowed to have the Hefty in the Shul. You're allowed to take the Oran into the Shul, also when you make the Hefty. It doesn't say your favor. So the Chachma Torah makes a big rash about this, that it's an Easter, that you're not allowed to take the Oran into the Shul. He says that Bifrat, that the Sefer Yireyim writes that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha D'Oraisa. Sefer Yireyim holds like the Ran, that the Mikdash Miyat is a real Drasha Gemura D'Oraisa, and that every shul has the status of a Kedusha Beis HaMikdash Min HaTorah. So that's why the Chachma Sodom has this Kumen in Hilchos Aveilus. And then in the Chayyadim, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, still has a lot of Kumen. So he says, whenever you have a topic in Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, you have to go to Kumen because it's a Sefer D'Oraisa. And other posts can disagree. They hold that the whole idea that the Ram developed over here is going to the Rabbanan. That the Mikdash Miyad, that the Shul has the status of the Beis HaMikdash, is only with the Rabban. The Maisa in Pasukim, there are three shittos regarding constructing a shul. Some Pasukim hold that constructing a shul is really a dvar hashus, it's not a mitzvah. It's like paving the street. It's like having a garbage collection and having a sewage system in the city. So a shul makes it more convenient to daven. It's much nicer to daven a shul rather than to daven in someone's basement or someone's garage or something like that. Much more pleasant. So the Bnei Huyah can be kofed as that, to build a shul, like it says in Choshen Mishpat, like to kofed each other, to pave the streets and to make a library and to make a museum, whatever they think, whatever is necessary. Whatever rather secular tzorach, it's a religious tzorach, that's the battle. But it's not nothing to do with the mitzvah of the also Le Biglosh. And other Poskim disagree, they say, no, what do you mean? It's not just Bnei Huyah kofed as the idea that the Ram developed. Based on the Gemara, the end of Megillah, that the Beis HaKnesses is a mitzvah shmiyat, that's only an asmachim with the Rabban. So they hold, true, there is a mitzvah to build a shul, but the mitzvah to build a shul is only a mitzvah with the Rabban of the Yosef Le Mikdush. Because an Atar really isn't a mitzvah shmiyat. According to the Chaya Yodom, to quote 50 Reyim, it would be a mitzvah the rice of the Yosef Le Mikdush.